I have the honor to of speaking on behalf of Norway, the United States, the United Kingdom, and my own country, Sweden, the Quad Nuclear Verification Partnership. We have entered into a multi-year armed control simulation initiative. The Quad initiative builds on experiences from the UK-Norway initiative, UKNI, and previous UK-US verification and arms control exercises. The Quad can make a tangible contribution to the current NPT cycle and the goals of Article 6. It aims to provide the international community with 1. Capacity building in the form of hands-on practical experience of nuclear weapon-related verification. 2. A realistic testbed for exercising and evaluating and monitoring technologies that all states could use in support of their work on verification issues. And 3, model verification strategies that could contribute to future discussions on how treaty monitoring activities could be implemented in real world. This step towards multilateralism will be valuable for understanding the impact of including multiple nuclear weapon states and non-nuclear weapon states on future verification activities, and will demonstrate that such collaboration is beneficial without promoting proliferation. Last year in October, we held a live play exercise at the former nuclear weapon storage base, RAF Huntington. The exercise called Letterpress was a culmination of 2 years of extensive work in roundtable discussions and working group meetings that supported the development and evaluation of the simulation verification activities and goals. In this simulation exercise, we focused on verification research efforts that had not been addressed in previous collaborations. It also included 2 non-nuclear weapon states and 2 nuclear weapon states, as opposed to earlier bilateral arrangements. The simulation focused on nuclear warhead activities that occurred between the removal of warheads from the in-field deployment and delivery of warheads for dismantlement. Verification activities related to the enduring active warheads and a comparison between the 2 streams were also simulated. The simulation exercise was designed to achieve 3 main goals. 1. Provide players with experience of verification activities associated with managed access to nuclear weapons facilities, deployment and use of verification equipment, and general host inspector interactions. 2. Enable Quad partners to identify opportunities where future verification technologies may be applied, or where changes to host procedures may be required to support future verification. And 3, provide Quad partners with experience of developing associated verification procedures. In the scenario, we tested chain of custody concepts throughout storage and transportation, nuclear weapon managed access procedures and verification equipment and techniques to confirm the completeness of the site declarations. We're currently working on an evaluation report from the exercise, drawing on the feedback collected from players and planners. Mr. Chair, before ending my statement, I would like to invite you on behalf of the Quad State to a side event entitled Concepts and Methods for Nuclear Disarmament Verification. The Quad Letterpress Multilateral Arms Reduction Exercise between Non-Nuclear Weapon States and Nuclear Weapon States. The side event will take place tomorrow during lunchtime at 1:15 in room 11. During the side event, we will give a presentation of the joint exercise and our preliminary findings. Other than a great presentation there will, of course, be delicious sandwiches served, and I hope to see you there. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
I thank the distinguished representative.